This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to ask you this question. Do you believe that you're holding unswervingly to the hope that you profess? I'm talking to me too. Are you holding the course and saying, my hope is in Jesus Christ? And I want you to notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, hold on to your religion. It doesn't even say, hold on to your belief system. It doesn't say, hold on to your political beliefs. It says, hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Everything about Christianity is connected to the H word, hope. There are people here today who come here just to get hope to keep on going to work on Monday morning. And people need hope in medical situations that come here every Sunday. And there are people who need hope financially, and they need hope with their children. And there's people that feel hopeless about their marriage, and there's people who feel hopeless about the economy. And they come here for the express purpose of getting some hope. And the Hebrew writer says, hold on unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised, Jesus Christ, is faithful. Let's go on to the next verse. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. This is the most interesting verse to me in the book of Hebrews because it's something you never hear anyone talk about. You know, most of us think the Bible is admonishing us to do good deeds and us to be more loving. And this verse comes along and says, do you ever spur anybody else on? If you're married, do you encourage your spouse to be more loving toward other people and more loving toward the Lord? Do you ever encourage your spouse to be interested in doing what's right? And that speaks to every husband and every wife in this room. Do we spur our children on? Do we encourage them? And the word spur literally means provoke. We all know what the word provoke means in a negative context. People know what it means to provoke somebody. Well, he made me so mad, he just provoked me to do it, and I lost my temper, and we know the drill with that. But we're to provoke people to what? Toward love and good deeds. Provoke people toward love and good deeds. Here's my question. Is there any person that you can point to on the face of the planet and say, I'm provoking them? I'm spurring them on toward love and good deeds. Now I want to focus on the next verse because this is the key part. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. I'm going to say some things about church attendance that I've never said before, but meeting together is necessary, not just so we can fill this place and have a lot of people here. You need the presence of other people who believe in the same thing and the same one. You may not get it, I may not get it, but other people are encouraged. Get this. Just by your physical presence in the same room, singing the same songs, taking the same communion, hearing the same message, there's a mutual encouragement that takes place. You're a blessing to other people as people bless you, and most people don't get that, even Christian people. And that meeting together can happen in small groups. There's something to be said about what happens in a small group for this reason. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, what? I'm there. Did you know if you have coffee or lunch or dinner with another Christian, that that's a spiritual gathering? You may have never thought about that before. Why? Because you're doing it in his name, which means in his authority, in his power. You have a cup of coffee with somebody at work and they're a fellow believer? Spiritual meeting taking place, and there's powerful mutual encouragement that takes place.
Well, I'd like to think that every time you listen to this program, a spiritual meeting is taking place as you're encouraged by the message of Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.